This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Coronavirus cases worldwide have topped 60 million, according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University. The United States still leads the world in infections, nearly 12.7 million, and deaths, 1.4 million. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden discussed the coronavirus pandemic and the holiday season in an address Wednesday. The speech comes a day before the U.S. Thanksgiving holiday, a time when millions of Americans typically gather with family, many traveling in order to do so. But this year, with COVID-19 infections spiking across the country, the federal government has urged people to stay home. Meanwhile, President Trump has yet to offer a concession to Biden and has not called him with congratulations. Biden's inauguration to become the 46th U.S. president will be January 20th. Vice President Kamala Harris will also take the oath of office. At least 41 people were killed and 10 injured Wednesday when a bus and a truck crashed in southeastern Brazil, police said. Police said the bus was carrying employees on their way to work when it collided with a truck early in the morning in Sao Paulo State. A police source told AFP, when rescue workers arrived, quote, there were bodies everywhere, end quote, adding, quote, it was impossible to tell who had been in the truck and who had been in the bus, end quote. Authorities are still investigating the cause of the crash. An explosion damaged a Greek-managed tanker at a Saudi Arabian terminal on the Red Sea, just north of the Yemeni border, the ship's manager said Wednesday, in an attack confirmed by Saudi Arabia. In a statement published by state media, the Saudi-led coalition fighting the Houthis in Yemen said a commercial vessel suffered minor damage from shrapnel in what it described as a foiled terrorist attack.